Latin American. Shit, you guys are everywhere.
let's just start there.
I'm currently looking at two Bristol Street hats at this point. Like, and that is a good thing because.
Guess where these came from?
Huh?
Guess where these came from?
I'm listening.
George's mom. Their mom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's another big thing that's been wonderful about the band is that our families have become families with each other now. You know, they're always buddy buddies and hanging out at the shows. And, you know, we've had a lot of support from them as well, too. You know, I mean, Ryan's dad stepped up and really came through and helped us out with this project. You know, it was a expensive project, we'll put it that way. You know, but he was very supportive of us throughout the process. And, you know, Corey's dad, everybody's kicking in, and parents are supportive and trying to help any way they can too, you know. So,
and honestly, like, I've talked to a lot of bands, and I mean, for lack of a better term, when you talk about the wall, it's usually them. It's usually the people. Like, you guys are a band, you guys get it. Now you have to do that thing where you have to convince everyone you know to get it as well.
Yeah,
where it's just kind of like, yeah, I'm in a band. And you talk to your mom, your aunt, your dad, or whoever in your, you know, family dynamic, like, oh, I've heard this one before. Oh, yeah. I'm the guy in the band, and blah blah blah. And so, like, and then, like, personally, I had to wait probably a year to let my mom hear my show. Like, yeah. I really had to, like, dig deep and, like, say, yeah, you should hear this one. I'm not making dick jokes. Yeah. So, like, how long did you guys, was it a day one thing
day
where you
one?
Were just kind of like, yeah. Come see us yeah. when you talk?
Yeah.
Really?
Right off the bat.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy did previously. He was a fucking gigolo or what. He's always just been, dude, yeah. get on social media. Tells everyone he knows, man. It's great. It's actually,
shit.
It's
hey, it worked. That, I mean, honestly, that's kind of what brought me here, the realm of social media. I didn't know that me and George knew a lot of the same fucking people.
Right.
Like, but yeah, social media was like, oh, I want to see Bristol Street. And yeah, it was just me being on Twitter, and I saw Bristol Street. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And that's where I started.
Right. Well, I think what I've learned over years just working in real life experience, it's important. None of these big companies are big successful people have got there without putting in the work and the effort and really marketing themselves and marketing their brand. So I think that we definitely have a great product, you know, and I think it's super important to connect it with as many people as we possibly can, you know,
okay.
and get out there and present yourself and represent your band and try to get as many people to do the same thing for you. I think now we're fortunate to be at a point where a lot of people help and support us. So when we post stuff, they post, and the next person posts mm-hmm. and shares, and so on and so on. And
all right.
Trying to keep that going.
And I get that. At all costs, too. We'll do it at all costs.
Yeah.
Just push that into us. Doesn't matter. Dude, if they're not going to like your shit, then fuck them. Defriend them.
Hey, that's real talk. Yes! Yeah. Like, I agree with that. Like, as a person, now that, like, I'm glad we get into the performer realm and the business realm. Like the performer me of what you're hearing right now, this is the most chill I think I would be towards the podcast. When these mics are off, I've been told I can be a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
I get, like...
Oh, I'm all about that.
Yeah, because...
I get it
yeah,
all.
Yeah, because...
You're all about dick? Is that true?
Well,
oh,
well.
Oh, shit.
He did it off
that.
The mic. I'm just saying. But, like, look, I'm wearing a fucking shirt of my own right now where, yeah. like, off this mic, like, that business side has to take over, and where you're tweeting, you're on social media, you're doing this because you want, in my case, well, hell, both of our cases, you want as many people to hear you as humanly possible and make their own decision. And
right.
usually, if that decision is negative, you're like, oh, well, fuck that guy.
Well, but, usually, like, when people see a lot of noise or a lot of attention around something, they're a lot more inclined to jump on board or look at it without even knowing it, what it is, or even if it's something they would like. But when I've noticed that, when people see, you know, the more that we've accomplished and the better mm-hmm. things that we've done, and, you know, it seemed like with each thing, it brought new people. You know, oh, these guys are doing this.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are doing this. And it gets more people, like, their attention, you know, and that's how I just feel like shove it down their fucking throat.
Like, you push as hard as you can, and that's coming from my side, too.